You are listening to the Dream for Others podcast with Naomi Arnold, episode 6.
Dream for you, dream for me, dream for others. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And now your host, award-winning life and business coach, Naomi Arnold.
Hello there. What are you up to? I wish you could answer. Are you out on a walk? Lounging on the couch, multitasking with chores, driving. I wonder. If you're up for it, maybe share an image on social media and tag me at Naomi L. Arnold, hashtag Dream for Others, to let me know. And we can continue the conversation over there so I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. I'm sitting in my office with my microphone hooked up, recording this episode while my hubby Dusty and son Daniel are upstairs trying to be super quiet. It's going to be a quick one today, so I won't take up much of your time. In the Gentle Business Mastermind that I co-lead with my friends and fellow entrepreneurs, Nicola Newman and Amanda Rootsy, we have a few weekly practices that we facilitate in our private Facebook group with members. I thought I would share one of them with you today because it's such a simple way to set the intention and focus for the week. And you can, of course, use it if you have a business, but you can also use it if you don't. It can be a useful little practice to do on your own as an individual, but it can also be great to do as a team and to do with each other if you're in an organization too. It's a weekly intention practice. If it's safe to do so, you might like to get out a notebook or open a note section on your phone to record the questions that I ask in case they end up being of use to you. But otherwise, don't worry, there's not many questions, so I'm sure you can remember them or return back to this short episode at a later date. So every Monday morning, we ask our mastermind members to answer three questions. The first question is, what is your intention for the week? Knowing what is coming up for you this week, your intention will capture how you hope to feel over that week ahead. For me, at the time of recording this episode, I shared in the group that my intention for the week was to feel energized and creative. Dusty had taken the week off work to look after Daniel because it's school holidays, and that was so I could really focus on pulling together a whole quarter worth of podcasts for you. So I really wanted to focus on that specific goal for the week, and I wanted to feel energized and creative while I was doing that work. The idea of articulating an intention is not only to consciously set the tone for the week, but to serve as an anchor for how you want to feel throughout the week. So for me, if at any point throughout the week I began to feel fatigued or blocked, I could ask myself, what do I need to do to move toward feeling energized and creative right now? So that might mean dropping a podcast topic that no longer felt like it was energizing me and writing about something else instead that perhaps helped me feel more in creative flow. It might mean getting away from my computer and moving my body or taking a break with a book or my family to help recharge. So that is question number one. What is your intention? The second question that we ask is, what are your top three focus areas or priorities for the week? Many of us tend to focus on way too many things at once, and by doing that, we easily get distracted or unfocused, or we feel like we're not finishing anything or we're not reaching any big milestones. We find that by identifying these three areas every week, it really helps us focus. Now, because I have my own business, those three priorities are often business related, but not always. If there's another big priority in my life, that is often recorded as well. So often it'll be something like complete my master's assignment or something like declutter this area of the house because seeing it is not helping me feel focused. The options are really endless. You identify the three priorities that you feel will work for you. This week, my three priorities were 1, to create a quarter worth of these podcast episodes. My second one was to support my clients during our coaching sessions and in between with email. And my third one was to return to consistently showing up and sharing on social media because I had just come back from an extended break. So that question was, what are your top three priorities or focus areas for the week? The final question we ask is, how will you focus on taking care of yourself this week? This way, tuning in to what we need in terms of our well-being and self-care happens each and every week. Sometimes this might mean booking in for a massage or going to a new exercise class or spending time in nature or painting or reaching out for help with a particular area or saying no or meditating or stretching or some other area that you can feel you need right now. This might mean setting a timer on your computer and reminding yourself to stop every 2 hours and do a 60-second mindfulness exercise. It might mean doing 10 squats every time you go to the toilet that week, or drinking a certain amount of water, or actually taking a lunch break, or finishing work on time, for example. For me, this week, my self-care priority was to return to moving my body every day. I had a pretty severe iron deficiency for quite a few months and I was too fatigued to do anything, let alone to exercise. I was really struggling to just walk for 20 minutes because I was worried I wouldn't be able to get back home again. But now, after having had an iron infusion, my levels are back to normal. So I wanted to practice returning to that habit of moving every day and then gradually building back up to perhaps my running and resistant training routines. So that question was, how will you focus on taking care of yourself this week? Then finally, we focus a little on accountability. So Amanda, Nicola, or myself will come back to the post on the Friday and check in with every member who posted on there to see how they went with their intention, their priorities, and their self-care item over the past week to help hold them accountable and to work through anything that may have come up for them throughout that week. Even if you're not a member of the mastermind, obviously you can do a similar process either on your own in your journal or with an accountability buddy or with your team on Mondays and Fridays. It can be a really effective way of enhancing your focus and balancing your priorities with self-care and gentleness too. If you do have a business though, please consider heading over to gentlebusinessmastermind.com and checking out our program there, which has currently opened for enrollments. It's a 12-month mastermind experience for those who are wanting to successfully build their business, but in a gentle, sustainable, and socially conscious way. In the meantime, though, to get the ball rolling, feel free to post a reminder or reminders in your calendar to head to the show notes section for this episode or to pop over to social media and share your responses to those questions for the week ahead. If you do so on social, remember to tag me at Naomi L. Arnold, hashtag dream for others. I'll make sure I check both the comments section and my social accounts frequently so I can comment on your post and then maybe I can check in with you in a week over there to see how you're tracking and to help hold you to account. I hope you found this episode useful. If so, feel free to share it wide and far and to maybe use it as an excuse to call out for an accountability buddy to quickly do this process with each week. All the best. I hope you have a very intentional week ahead, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Are you finding this content useful? Imagine having Naomi in your corner all year for monthly one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited email support, and business resources. Visit naomiarnold.com/coaching for details.